Our next speaker is Norm Machewan, and he's going to be speaking on behalf of the folks at Barrier Lake. Unfortunately, Chief Casey could not be here. Casey Ratt could not be here tonight, but Norm will be speaking on behalf of his people up there, and he'll tell us a little bit more about what this is all about. So without further ado, Norm Machewan, thank you very much. Come on up.
Hello, my name is Norman Machewan, and I'm from the Algonquins of Barrier Lake. And I'd first like to thank all of you for coming out to listen to the Barrier Lake struggle. I want to thank the drummers and my people, the elders that are here with me today. And, you know, this is not the first time that we're in Ottawa to share our struggle. You know, we always encourage people to support. And right now, what we're faced with is an 80-kilometer Copper One company mining claim on our traditional territory. You know, the mining claim is 80 kilometers long, and it's right in the heart of our traditional territory. You know, just a few kilometers from our community. You know, our way of life is that they're threatening our way of life. They're threatening our rivers, the water, the land, the wildlife. You know, for so many years we fought to protect this, you know, through a sustainable development plan. And now Quebec and Copper One are coming, you know, full force with their mining claim. And for the community, for my community of Barrier Lake, it's always been no mining in the park, in a wildlife reserve. You know, that's the way we want to keep it. You know, to keep our waters. Where the mining claim is, it's at the Ottawa River watershed, and that's going to come down here. It's not only going to impact my community of Barrier Lake, but to all of us. You know, mankind, people here in Ottawa. That's why we fight so hard to protect it. And that's why we fight so hard to promote coexistence, to promote co-management. You know, for so many years, it's always been, you know, managed by Quebec. But they don't know the territory like the Algonquins of Barrier Lake that continue to occupy the territory. You know, we've done our research. You know, we've done our research and we've proved, you know, that we occupy the land, that we've always been there. And, you know, it's sad, you know, the way Quebec handles the Mining Act, because there's no consultation there. They don't have to consult the First Nation communities. The way we learned that there was a mining claim in the territory was through Mining Watch Canada. They said that there might be a claim in the Trilateral Agreement territory that we might want to check it out. You know, and sure enough, I went out with a group of elders and we found exploration workers on the territory. They had done some exploration work already by collecting surface samples. So that's what they based their estimates on. So they're saying that they found like millions and millions of worth of resources that they want to extract. And since day one, since we found out that there was, you know, that they had plans to drill on the territory, you know, we took immediate action. We set up a land defense camp right at the main entrance of Road 29 on the territory. You know, we erected that camp in October of 2016, and we're still continuing, you know, to be there, to protect the land, water, and wildlife, you know, to protect life itself. And this is what's so precious to us, what's so sacred. You know, and right now we have the support of the Quebec chiefs all across Quebec. They voted in favor to challenge the constitutionality of the Quebec Mining Act. So, you know, because that's really, it doesn't respect our indigenous rights. You know, it doesn't even recognize that we're there. You know, when the company first came around, they said, oh, we didn't even know there was a native community around the territory. You know, it's all native land, Algonquin land. And that's, you know, that's no mining is always going to be, you know, the position of the community. And no amount of money or whatever shape or form that mining will be. You know, there's already enough mining in this world. You know, we don't need another mining just 3 hours north of Ottawa. You know, I'm sure a lot of you have been through the park. I'm sure you know how beautiful it is. You know, I'm sure you know the moose habitat is very great there, and we want to keep it that way. And we've always said that we share our territory, but through a sustainable way. And this is why it's important for the community to have a say in all levels. Because right now it's not like that. It's all Quebec, and you know they don't know what's good for the community. You know, they don't know our identity. They don't know our language. They don't know our culture. It all comes from the land that we still occupy today. And so, you know, Ambia wanted to say, you know, that we do welcome the support, you know, the donations, because we have no money to fight these companies, you know. Barrier Lake has no money to fight the Copper One, who's in court right now. You know, they're... Quebec suspended the Copper One mining claim a little over a month ago. And Copper One is suing Quebec in order to obtain cutting permits to make trails for the claim. Because right now, the way the Mining Act is that they don't need a permit to drill, but they need permit to make access to their drilling sites. So that's where they're stalled right now. And Quebec has denied them their permits, and you know, I don't think that Quebec is going to put up much of a fight to stop Copper One from issuing that permit. You know, it's going to take people like you, like Barrier Lake. That's what it's going to take to stop this mining from happening. You know, and it's going to be a long battle, you know. But we're no strangers to barricades. We're no strangers to protests. Quebec knows the resistance my community has put up. Quebec knows that we're not just going to sit back and let them, you know, drill everywhere. They have 14 immediate drilling locations that we didn't even know about. You know, they didn't consult us or anything. Copper One sent an email out to an outfitting business, Deerhorn Lodge, and you know, they called me up and said, Norman, you want to talk? You know, there's something happening on the territory. When I went there, they showed me an email saying that they had plans to drill from April, from October 2016 till April 2017. So, you know, since then we've been at our camp, and there has been no drilling. Copper One said that that they didn't want to start any work, knowing that there's a resistance at the camp, in the community. So, you know, it is working, the pressure that we continue to put on Quebec and Copper One. And, you know, it's there has never been any consultation. That's what's so wrong about the Quebec Mining Act, and they don't recognize, like, no mining. You know, there's nowhere in Quebec that has been identified in such an area, and, you know, we're pushing for it. You know, we signed the 1991 Trilateral Agreement on the territory to promote sustainability, you know, under the United Nations Brundtland Report on Conservation. You know, that's what the community back then pushed for, is the to have an equal say in the management of the territory. You know, there was never any room for mining in our agreement, you know, because mining is not sustainable, you know, not in our view. You know, mining is a permanent destruction, especially in a 80-kilometer zone. You know, our areas have been so disturbed by hydro, tourism, logging. You know, this is another battle for Barrier Lake. And it's a battle that we're going to win because Copper One is a junior company. A junior company, and but they're backed up by a major company called Forbes in Manhattan. So they have money to, you know, to fight in court. And the next court hearing is going to be held in Quebec City on May 5th, you know, and we have people from Barrier Lake that want to go. And, you know, with your generosity, we will get there and we will succeed in stopping this mining from going through. You know, and we will continue to protect, you know, what's inherently ours. You know, we want the next generation to have the same advantage that I had, the same values that I've had growing up on the territory. You know, my generation, you know, they were very lucky to hunt, trap, fish. And we like to keep that going for these boys right here. For kids like that, and more kids that are, you know, yet to be born. So I'll leave it at that for now, and